Have you heard of reverse ATMs? Yeah, these are machines that take cash and then they issue you a card, like a debit card. But in the process, they require your phone number. So it's a tracking system. It's a surveillance ID system. This is part of the transition into digital money, which, of course, the globalists and the central banks are going to push through central bank digital currencies, CBDCs. As the kind of the on-ramp to that, they're trying to eliminate cash. And this is happening at malls and sporting arenas and public events and so on, where all the vendors say, oh, we don't take cash anymore. We only take cards. So if you have cash, go to that machine over there, that reverse ATM, stick in your cash, and then it'll give you a card and we'll take that card. Okay. The problem with this is, number one, this is a scam to enrich, you know, the banksters, because first of all, the machine charges you a fee. So if you insert, let's say, $250 into this machine, it doesn't give you a card with $250 on it. It might give you $245 because there might be a $5 fee. And then on top of that, then when you buy something from somebody, well, there's a merchant processing fee that the banks make yet again on the vendor side, right? So the vendor ends up paying another, 3%, 4%, you know, depends on what kind of merchant processor they have. So essentially the banks are making, you know, fees on both ends of this. And that's not even the end of it. It turns out with a lot of these cards, if you don't use the card within a specific amount of time, like 90 days, they start automatically deducting money off the card balance. They call it something like a storage fee. So, they're storing your money and they're going to charge you for it, right? Where if you just had cash in your pocket, you know, you wouldn't be losing the cash. I know you lose the value of the cash because of money printing, but that's a separate kind of theft from the central banks. The point is, these reverse ATMs are ripoff machines and they are surveillance machines. That's the whole point of them, is to steal more money from more people and then spy on what you're buying. Because, again, you have to enter your phone number in order to get the card. So wherever you use that card is tied to your phone number. And there's also, of course, a daily limit. So you're not allowed to convert more than a few hundred dollars worth of cash into one of these cards each day, you know, to stop, quote, money launderers. Now, remember that as a user, then you have to try to guess, you know, how much money should I stick in this machine? You have to try to guess what you're planning on spending there. And if you guess wrong, then, you know, you run out of money on the card. And in addition, the card only works when there's an internet connection from the vendor. So these Visa, MasterCard systems, they go down from time to time. The power grid goes down from time to time. Have you ever been at a store and they say, our system's down, can't charge anything? Yeah, that happens all the time. In fact, more and more. You know, because of the green energy policies, we're going to have rolling blackouts, especially in places like California and New York and so on, because they've abandoned reliable energy sources. They want to make everything green. So rolling blackouts are coming. These are the warnings from the National Electric Reliability Council people. And they're saying, yeah, the power grid won't function reliably in the years to come. And especially as people try to plug in all their electric vehicles and they're just cratering the system because the system wasn't built to charge a bunch of cars and trucks, you know, with high capacity batteries. So you're going to have rolling blackouts, which means, you know, your silly card is useless. This is the whole point of cash. You know, cash is private. Cash is fungible. Like, people don't even know where that $100 bill came from. And everybody accepts it, at least for now. And it works when the power grid doesn't work. So this is why the system wants to get rid of cash, because they don't want you to have anonymity in your purchases. And they want to eliminate the habit of cash among consumers. This is part of a brainwashing propaganda program. Well, it's really an indoctrination training program to teach people to hate cash. Now, this is being pushed on vendors by forces that are saying, oh, it's good for your It's good for your security. You don't have to handle cash, right? So you can't get robbed. So the vendors, well, except for the fact that they're losing, you know, 4% or whatever on every purchase, the vendors may actually feel like this is a great deal for them. Maybe they don't want to deal with cash. Maybe they don't want to carry change. So the vendors are happy, for the most part, to inconvenience you, the customer, for their own benefit, even if they lose 4%, you see. And that's why a lot of vendors are going along with this program. But some venues, such as sports arenas and malls and so on, are actually banning cash entirely. So they're forcing the vendors to not take cash. And we're going to see that practice spread across the country, you know, in the months and years ahead. So here's another important point in all of this. Let's say that you go to some event and you put $250 on the card and you end up spending, let's say, $230. So you've got $20 left on this card, or really $15 because you had to pay a fee to get the card. So you got $15 on this card. What do you do with this $15 card? What do? You have a collection, a pile of cards with like spare change on them, and you run around trying to figure out, oh, buy a cup of coffee for this or what. These cards are going to be easy to lose. People are going to lose this money. It's going to be gone. And how do you know, like, where is this card going to be accepted? Right? So what if you try to use this card online? You go on to Amazon.com and Amazon's, oh, we don't take that card. Like, declined. It's declined. Because the issuer of the card, which is another bank, can always choose to decline the purchase. Say, no, zip code doesn't match, or whatever, address doesn't match, or you know, this card has been flagged, or this card has been red flagged, you know, oh, too many purchases, whatever. And then you can't use the card. So where you started with cash, let's say $250 worth of cash, which was usable everywhere, you end up with this mostly useless piece of plastic run by a crooked bank that charges you for the privilege of carrying their stupid plastic around, which you may not even be able to use. And if you can't use it, they're going to automatically deduct balance from it and just steal your money while they deny you the right to use it. Gosh, what's not to like about that system, huh? My advice is, if vendors won't take cash, tell them to go pound sand. Take your business somewhere else. Now, it's also worth pointing out that almost every type of cryptocurrency is a far better system than this reverse ATM system. Even Bitcoin, which isn't even a privacy coin. You know, the blockchain is public. But with almost any coin, you know, you have control over the money. And they can't deny it. There's not some centrally controlling bank that can deny the purchase, you know, denied. And also, in crypto, they don't just automatically take money out of your wallet every month because you're not using it, by the way. So, like, why wouldn't vendors want crypto? And also on crypto, the vendors don't have to pay a 4% fee. I mean, I understand there's a little bit of a gas fee, but for a lot of crypto coins, depending on the coin, that fee, it might be a penny. It might be a fraction of a penny. It might be a few pennies. Just depends on the network and you know, the way it's structured and how fast you want transactions to go through, whatever. But every crypto system is better than this reverse ATM. So maybe if you run into a vendor that's like, we only take, you know, cards, you might want to tell them, hey, how about you take crypto and you'll make an extra 4%? And the purchases won't be denied. And by the way, there's no chargebacks. Because if you use a credit card somewhere, right, as a consumer, you can do a chargeback on that and say, no, I didn't use the card, or the card was stolen or whatever. With crypto, there are no chargebacks because you control the money, you enter your password. If someone steals your password, you've lost the money, and that's somebody else is using your money, and that's, you know, that's your fault for losing your password. But on credit cards, it's the transaction is never really a sure thing because you don't know if a chargeback might be involved. So, you know, if you look at the big picture of all of this, this cashless society that's being created, it's really a Big Brother surveillance society that's engineered to profit the big banks and the central banks. And those banks will, of course, I mean, they're partners with the FBI, the NSA, the DOJ, the deep state. It's a surveillance grid that's also a ripoff system to keep taking your money while spying on you. Like, you pay for the privilege to be spied on. How insane is that? I mean, no wonder that certain types of crypto are going to do extraordinarily well as this massive push is trying to corral everybody into, you know, a surveillance grid digital currency prison system. Who's going to want to use that once they realize what's going on? Privacy coins are the answer. Privacy coins. And, you know, there are several different privacy coins out there and some up and coming ones. And, you know, I hope I'm going to get to interview some people about some of that later. Things that have good utility that aren't rooted in hype or, you know, get rich quick or Ponzi schemes, but rather just, hey, how would you like to be able to pay for stuff without being spied on? How would you like to pay for stuff without getting ripped off by the banks? How would you like to be able to just hold value in a digital wallet without losing the value? You know, I mean, just simple basic things. The banking system is terrified of privacy coins, and so are the central banks, for all the obvious reasons, because then they can't spy on you, then they can't control you, then they can't automatically deduct money out of your cards or your accounts or wallets. They can't automatically force you to pay taxes, whatever taxes they decide are appropriate. It'll just change the tax rates on you without notice overnight. Oh, guess what? Boom, taxes 100%. Oh, you wake up, no money in your wallet. What happened? Well, you know, you had to contribute. And to contribute to the government's costs, because the government has to pay its bills. And really? Government never pays its bills. It's all a lie. So people are going to have an opportunity to make a very powerful choice coming up soon. It's a choice between joining the surveillance Big Brother money grid, you know, digital currency system, or a choice to stay off grid and use some combination of cash or silver or barter or privacy coins. Some combination of that is going to be the answer for people who want to be free. Everybody else will be a slave to the system. Everybody else will be spied on 24/7. And sadly, there are going to be plenty of oblivious people that go along with that, you know, the booster takers who've had, you know, several rounds of lobotomies, and they're going to say, oh, it's great, I have nothing to hide. Yeah, really? And they're going to pay the fees, and they're going to get ripped off, and they're going to have the government spying on them, and then one day they'll wake up and say, oh, you're not allowed to order a pizza because, you know, your doctor's medical report said that you were 2% higher than your ideal weight. You know, suddenly they're going to find themselves controlled by a grid where they have no choices. They won't let you move your money out of that grid. There'll be withdrawal limits. There'll be bank freezes, bank bail-ins. If there's even banks at all, might not even be commercial banks anymore. They won't let you take your money out. And they certainly won't let you use your fiat CBDC to purchase privacy coins. And that's why getting into privacy coins before that day comes actually makes a lot of sense. We need to start using an alternative currency system now, while we have the opportunity to do so, before they make us prisoners of their new digital control grid, which is what these reverse ATMs are all about, by the way. So, interesting things to keep in mind. I will keep you posted on this, but if you see one of those reverse ATMs, you know, don't use it. It's a spy machine. And if vendors won't sell you their goods in cash, you know, tell them to go pound sand. You'll spend your cash somewhere else. Vote with your dollars. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care.